5622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day. Under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And HI Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give HI Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. HI Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Here we go. We got another one in the books. We got Brian Scott in here running for county commissioner on the Republican side for the primary. What day is the vote?
It is August 23rd.
August 23rd. I gotta see what happened on August 23rd. That's gonna be a big date. So, what is your background?
So, well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
And that's because of Dunedin, Florin, and Granite.
Yep.
They have three locations. And what he says, you know what he says on the top of his ad?
What?
Support small businesses. We are open.
Right? Amen.
Amen, right?
Amen to that.
And do you know who, during the pandemic, who made all that money was they let all the big stores like Walmart, Target,
right,
open up, but they forced the small guy out. It's just, you can't even make this up. Small businesses couldn't open, but Walmart could.
Yeah, I hate government picking winners and losers like that.
Right.
I mean, small business is the backbone of this country.
Right. So isn't that cool? And that's Dunedin and Florin Granite. That's John. And if you guys want to get in touch with him, his number is 813-925-9111, 727-235-0200. And then he has another location, 727-940-8900. It's funny, my junk car guy, this is a totally different story, calls me up. And she calls me up by mistake for the junk car. She's looking to get rid of a truck. So I call the junk car guy, and they end up doing a big deal on, I know, silly, like how things happen by mistake. You ever
right.
have that happen?
Yeah.
What is the odds of her calling me by mistake? And I have a junk car guy, right? She was calling somebody else.
Right.
It's just, but anyhow, that happened with Michelle. Anyhow, do you know Michelle?
I don't. I know John, though.
You know John.
With Dunedin Floors. He's a great guy. I've done a lot of business with him. And he's a very trustworthy guy. He does a great job. He's got great products, great prices. So I highly recommend him.
Very professional. Dunedin, Florin, and Granite. And great guy, great person. So let's go back to what is your background?
So
wait, let me just say your name again. What's your name?
My name is Brian Scott.
Wait, just real quick.
Okay.
Brian.
Brian.
So how can people remember the name Brian?
Let's see. It rhymes with...
Ryan...
Rhymes with Brian.
Brian. I'm Brian.
That's right.
I'm Brian 2. You're Brian 1.
It's kind of like Brian squared.
Okay, so Brian squared. Hey, Bobby, how can someone remember the name Brian?
I ain't lying that there's two Brians in here right now.
Lion?
Ain't lying well, that there's
not
two.
Lying, not lying. Yeah, maybe not lying because we don't want lying.
No, I said
Brian.
I'm
no,
not
that
lying.
That would be bad.
That would be good. Let's get off that one. So,
okay.
What's another way to know the name Brian?
Let's see.
Anybody?
Well,
we'll have to think about that one.
So, anyhow, think about. Okay, now Scott.
Well, I'm a winner. There you go. I'm a winner.
You're
there
a winner.
You Brian the winner.
Brian the winner.
Okay.
Okay. So then Scott. That's his last name. So we got Brian Scott for county commissioner. Okay. So how can we remember the name Scott?
Brian the winner, Scott. For county commission.
Brian the winner for county commissioner.
There you go.
Brian the winner for county. No, Brian Scott, because you got to remember Scott. So Brian Scott, the winner for county commissioner.
And Scott also kind of rhymes with Rick Scott, our former governor.
Wow. Okay, we can go with that too. Rick Scott, but the better of the Scotts is the Brian Scott. Okay, did I go too far with that?
Well, okay.
Okay, but I just want the name to be remembered. You know, I think that's the most important thing. I was watching Shark Tank, and the guy kept saying, my business. And then he didn't have a shirt on with a logo. I wouldn't turn the channel because I just didn't know the name of his business. And here he's on Shark Tank.
But see, that's what signs are for. So, you know, somebody's out there driving right now. They see the sign, and now they get to hear the whole backstory.
Right.
And then... Yeah, now they can actually hear the sign, and it's a, you know what a business with no sign is?
Signless?
No, a business with no sign is a sign of no business.
There you go.
So I'm going to believe someone's on the radio right now listening, and they're driving by a Brian Scott, the winner for?
County Commission.
Right, Brian Scott. Say Brian Scott.
Brian Scott.
You say it.
Brian Scott.
All right, so that we got our purpose down. That's what I think is important, is to really get the name recognition. Now, Brian, what's your background? Let's go back to that.
So I am originally from upstate New York, the Utica, Whitesboro area. In the early 80s, my family decided to leave the high tax, low opportunity state that is New York and relocate to Florida. And we landed in Pinellas County, and we wanted to get in. My mom and dad really wanted to get in business for themselves. They got just very tired of that Northeast economy, and they knew they were never going to be able to get ahead in life unless they struck out on their own. So in 1983, we started a small bus company with two mini buses and a dream of a better future. And back then, my father did the driving, my mother took reservations over the phone, and my sister and I, we were the bus washers.
Unbelievable.
And we washed buses before school, we washed buses after school, we probably washed buses during school, we washed buses on the holidays, on the weekends, on birthdays, you name it, we got our hands dirty. But the hard work paid off, and through the years, the business grew. And then in 2008, my sister and I purchased the business from our mom and dad, and we own it and operate it today. And from those two buses that we started with back in 1983, we now operate 70 vehicles. We have over 140 employees, and we work out of three locations, Largo, Orlando, and Miami. And I've always felt a very strong desire to give back. And I did that early in my career by volunteering for about any leadership position there was in my industry. I was president of the Florida Motor Coach Association. I was chairman of the United Motor Coach Association and testified before Congress a few times in that role.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
It was very, very interesting experience to do that. So I had the, I call that a privilege to do that on two occasions.
Sure. Do you get paid for that?
No, they're all volunteer positions.
No, what I'm saying, like when you speak in front of Congress.
No, they, you don't get paid for that.
You know, like when you do jury duty?
Well, you don't really get paid for that either. But
okay, I always thought you got paid to be on the jury.
No? Well, I mean, you don't get paid much. I mean, I think maybe get lunch and coffee. That's about it. But no, you don't get paid to testify before Congress. But then I was also chairman of the International Motor Coach Group. I was on the board of directors of the Global Passenger Network, and then most recently, I just actually finished up a four-year term as president of Trax Insurance Limited, which is a captive insurance company, which is how we insure our motor coach fleet, along with about 30 other motor coach operators across the country. And in that role, managed about $40 million in premium and assets. And after I had checked off most of those industry leadership boxes, I got very involved in my community by volunteering on a number of local boards since 2010. The local coordinating board for the Transportation Disadvantaged, the Citizens Advisory Committee for Forward Pinellas, the Parks and Advisory Conservation Board, and I was also appointed to the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority Board from 2012 to 2018. So I've been sort of on the fringes of that political world for, you know, probably, you know, well over a decade. And I'm very proud of what I've accomplished as a volunteer. But the things I want to accomplish next, I can only do as an elected official.
Wow. And what does a city commissioner do?
Well, a county commissioner.
County commissioner. I'm sorry.
So the biggest function of the county commissioner.
And that sounds bigger, actually, because city would be city.
Right.
County would be the whole county.
Right. So Pinellas
it's
County.
It's the big boy.
Right. So Pinellas County has 24 municipalities in it. So it's 24 really? Cities and city councils. And then there's the unincorporated part of Pinellas County, which is what the county commission primarily oversees, is the unincorporated portion that doesn't have a layer of local government attached to it. So the main function of the county commission is to set the county budget, which also includes setting the property tax rates for the county. They also handle all of the infrastructure needs for the county, which is your roads, your bridges, your water, your sewer. They also manage all of the parks and the green spaces in the county and set the budget for all of the constitutional officers as well, which is the sheriff, your supervisor of elections, your property appraiser, your judges, your public defender, your prosecutors.
Wow. So what's your name again?
Brian the Winter Scott.
Did you just come up with that?
I just right now.
No, seriously, with me and you.
With you and I right here.
We Brian? Just
technically, no one said which Brian came up with it.
So. That's true.
No one said, if we take out the Scott, they don't even know who it is. Because we can go with the Brian the winner.
So all the Brians are winners.
All everybody write in for Brian Cash. Don't vote for Brian Scott. I want you to write in for me.
Right.
Brian and what Cash. I'm going to do is give everybody a free lunch.
Yeah, you see, Brian Scott is bigger on
and
the sign than Brian.
And you can be size so. It at McDonald's, too.
Right.
I don't think it's
good. But Brian Scott. the winner for county commissioner. We're going to come up with a commercial. You want to do that, Bobby? Like, take that on? Could you do that now, or can you have to wait?
We have to talk to the big office.
No, I can. I'll pay for it.
Yeah. Yes, and then take care of the political stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just saying to you, can you do something now, real quick?
Well, yes,
before the show's over?
I can write something up for next week, yes.
For next week. But we can't come up with a spot. Brian Scott, the winner for county commissioner.
We can absolutely do a spot.
So then we got to come up with something, and we would do nothing without your approval.
I was like, why are we talking about this?
No, I do that sometimes when you've been doing something for 40 years. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I have a client right now that gave me an ad. I'm not going to tell you who it is, and I disagree with them, right? So what do you do? I disagree with them. They're having me do the advertising for them, and they're telling me how to do it. And then I'm saying nicely, you're wrong, just to cut to the chase, right?
Right.
I don't even think I said you're wrong, but you know, I disagree, I think I said. But do you know what? They're paying the bill.
I was just going to say, whoever's writing the check.
Yeah, what does that say? Who pays the piper calls the tune? Is that how it's said? Who pays the piper calls the tune, I think.
Calls the shots or whatever.
Call the shots.
Yeah.
Because a piper is, you know.
Yeah.
So they call the tune. But anyhow, so I want the name Brian Scott. Like said every, like, I don't know, Brian's, can you just do the ad, Brian Scott, the winner for county commissioner, and then just replay it over and over again, just that?
It's kind of like, remember years ago, the Libby's food?
Yeah.
It was Libby's, Libby's, Libby on the label.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Do you know that with Libby labels, their generic one, they got caught? Because what happened was the generic one was put over a few of the Libby ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on 60 Minutes. So like when you think you're buying generic, because if you had a generic company going against you, why not you go
create your own generic company?
Right, and that's what they did. Actually, Libby, and then they found out all the labels when you peeled them off. Actually, they just took old cans that they had and just relabeled them generic.
Hey, anyhow, kind of smart.
Brian Scott, do you know who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Right. And do you know you want to win $50 right now? Because I know you could use it.
$50.
Yes, this is a big show.
Okay.
The bombs bursting in air gave proof that our flag was still there. Why did the bombs bursting in air prove the flag was still there?
Because they could see it.
No. See, I'm making you look stupid now, Brian Scott. What is the first thing you do when you take over a ship, like say a pirate takes over a ship? What's the first thing they do?
Put your flag overboard.
They take that's right. But they take down your flag, right?
And put their flag.
And they put their flag up. So the fact that we were throwing bombs proved that our flag was still there because they didn't overtake us.
Okay.
Right?
But the bombs bursting here, you can see the flag too.
No, that's not the answer.
But yeah, but it's a plausible answer.
It's a plausible
answer.
Well,
there you go.
Okay. But it proved without a doubt. Then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Right. They didn't take it down.
Kind
of like when we planted the flag on Iwo Jima, right? The Japanese didn't take it down.
Right. And actually, that was the second one, by the way, too.
Correct.
See, you're a smart cat.
Yeah.
They did it for a photo op.
Right.
Right. And those guys went on to be real famous, those guys.
So I actually, you ever see the movie Flags of Our Fathers?
It's a great
movie. You should watch it. It's all about that whole story. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. It's really neat.
Yeah.
And it is true to be patriotic, too. You know, that's the deal. You know, we're lucky. People aren't going over borders to go into other countries.
No.
One, the countries wouldn't allow it.
Because they actually have, like, real border control.
Right, and they wouldn't want terrorists and other people.
No, and drugs.
And drugs and all that.
And criminals. And
criminals and all that.
Yeah.
So they just wouldn't do it. But with even that said.
And human trafficking.
And human trafficking.
Right. Yeah.
Right, it's unbelievable. So we're a country where people want to come in. This is a great country, America.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I mean, my daughter is more of a liberal. She's 18 years old, but I'm really proud of her. When she was 16, she graduated from high school with an associate's degree.
Not good for her.
And she got a scholarship at USF.
Mm, great.
You know, and but it's kind of hard, like these kids today, though, to be honest with you, that what they're taught. To be honest with you, like it's okay to burn down a city or take down George Washington or take down Abraham Lincoln. I mean, where is the good in that?
You know, the only thing you can hope for is that they wake up one day and realize, you know, I mean, when you're a lot of people are liberal when you're young, but as you get older and you start to earn money and pay taxes, you tend to, usually it's about the like 30 to 34 age range when, you know, when conservatives are generally born, mm-hmm. you know, because people kind of, they come, the light finally goes on. The indoctrination that's happening right now, I just don't know if the light's going to come on. That's the frightening part about the whole thing.
That's the same thing I'm worried about. I'm thinking, where's this part where it just trips on, you know? And
right.
I like that word, indoctrination, though. Yeah. That's the word.
That's it.
Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, it's yeah. just, you know.
Right. So, Brian Scott, what's his slogan?
He's the winner.
The winner.
The winner. The winner. Brian Scott, the winner. Why are you running, you said, right? And then, did you answer that question?
Well, you asked me about my background. I'll tell you, the reason I'm
running. Why are you running? Yeah.
I'm running to bring common sense business decision-making back to the Pinellas County Commission. And I kind of explained that. There's a few things that underpin that statement. Is I was, when I was on the Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority Board for 6 years, and I own a bus company, so I know a little bit about transportation and how to make money operating buses.
Okay.
And the decisions that got made in that boardroom, you can only make with other people's money. And after 6 years of being on that board, the Pinellas County Commission basically showed me the door, because they said it was a conflict of interest for me to own a transportation company and serve on a transportation board in Pinellas County. And I thought, well, really, what it comes down to is they didn't like the questions I asked and they didn't like the way that I voted. And that upset me that now, thank you, that not only was I telling the county commission was telling me what I could and could not volunteer for, but clearly they just weren't interested in what I had to say. And then I just saw the level of waste and abuse at PSTA really bothered me. And I voted against tax increases on PSTA, and I voted against wasteful spending. And then 2020 happened when, you know, we had the pandemic and the shutdowns. And watching the level of arrogance displayed by many on our county commission when business owners and residents were begging to have the beaches back open, begging to have their businesses back open. And I remember the owner of a self-service car wash asking the county commission why he couldn't have his self-service car wash open. And he got laughed at. And I thought, I did not vote for that. And I'm not paying taxes for that. Constituents deserve respect.
Do you know, just keep that thought, but do you know that all the red states that, like, Governor DeSantis was, like, totally vilified in the media mm-hmm. for allowing schools to not wear masks, allowing schools to open, allowing businesses to open, and on CNN and MSNBC, some of the commentators used the word that he's a murderer.
Oh, I remember.
Right?
Remember Death Santis?
Yeah, Death Santis. So right. Now he had the courage, and this is where I think what makes, King Solomon said something, and one of the quotes I was thinking when you said it, he's considered one of the wisest men that ever lived on earth, right? He said, you force people to see the truth, and they only hate you. That's in the Bible. It's like what you were doing there was forcing people to see the truth. Guess what, Brian Scott? They're going to hate you because they don't want to rock the boat. Right. Similar to like what Trump did with NATO.
Right.
They exactly. have to pay. They have to pay. Right. They have to pay.
Force them to pay their fair share.
Right. And then what happened was they only hated him in the Europe nations.
Right.
Right. So that's what you did there. And so what happens is with that shutdown. So anyhow, 26 states were about to go to break. 26 states that came back were all red states. Mm-hmm. I mean, not even close. And the number of deaths by him keeping it open, out of 50 states, we're in the top three of the best.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, we kept it. We did everything they said not to do. Right? And they proved that it's common sense. If the virus is transmitted inside, then why would you want people to stay inside? I mean, just that alone. Just that. If I said, if you go, there's a fire over there, and you go inside that fire, you're going to get burnt. But I say, hey, I want to stay away from the fire and stay outside. I know that's a bad analogy, but I try to do something to get the point across. What they were saying was so stupid, right? Because it made no sense. You know, what I told people is they said you can have it for funerals. So I put out this thing because I had like 40 people come up for Thanksgiving at my house. And you know you were only allowed to have 10?
Yeah.
But for funerals, you can have more people. So you know what I did?
You advertised Thanksgiving as a funeral?
Yes, as a turkey. I gave the turkey right. as a death note. I'm not kidding. Yeah. And I sent out all these invitations for a dead turkey. It's a funeral. Please come over to show your concern.
Your condolences
for the turkey.
We're going to say a prayer over the turkey, then we're going
to
eat it.
Yeah. But you can go to, you can gamble, you can go to tattoo parlors, you can go to Walmart.
Well, that's
like, how is one different than the other?
Well, so that's kind of where I was going, that after they said, okay, you can't go to the beach, you can't go to school, you can't go to the gym, you can't go to church, you can't go to work, we're closing your business down. But you know what? Liquor stores, we kind of like liquors. Yeah, you can go there. Walmart, yeah. McDonald's, yeah, we kind of like McDonald's too. The pot shop, yeah, we think you can go there too. And oh yeah, by the way, get your checkbook out because we're going to raise taxes.
Right.
And that's when I said,
how do you pick and choose? That's the deal.
Well, exactly.
You're picking and chooses the winners.
When you look at the makeup of the current county commission, there's very little business experience there. And how can you make that kind of a decision if you've never signed a paycheck on the front?
Right, like what that's the deal. I think that's the thing with you now, too. I think you got something there. The first question was, what was your background?
Yeah.
You know how to run a business.
I'm a businessman.
Right, I really believe that means a lot.
I think it does, too.
Right, and I'm not just saying that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Can you feel my heart, the language of the heart? I really believe if you ran a business and you know what it's like to barely cover a payroll, and I'm not saying that's right. your case, but I'm just saying you know the stresses.
Every business has had that situation. At some
right.
point,
so you got to cut here, go here, and then you have affluent states too.
Right.
Right. And actually, what they say when you're in an affluent state, you should pay back bills. The opposite of what people do. And a power state is when you don't work and everybody works for you, and where you are is insignificant or emergency state is when you can't pay your bills. There's different states that you're right. in. So if you see that you're in an affluent state, right, cut taxes.
Right.
Don't start spending on more projects. Right?
Absolutely.
Right. Then what happens is it snowballs to where it makes you more money because you're giving the money back to the people that spend money. Mm-hmm. And you take the stress off them. That gets more money in their pocket.
I believe that less government is better government. I believe that lower taxes are better than higher taxes. I believe that more freedom is better than less freedom.
Right. And you know what? And then also, too, is like when I heard the gentleman out there, when I hear sometimes, and this is just, I'm being truthful, how I feel. Like I watched a program on homeless people, right? And basically what it was saying, and I get it, you know, the only time you look down on someone is when you're trying to help them up, right? Right, you never knock someone, right? I get that, because you stay out of controversy that way. You're not going to help someone by knocking them, right? So if you really want to help someone, you be kind and give them, encourage them,
right?
But is there God, I can get in trouble for this. Is there some people that just play the system that are lazy? How about that? Did I go too far?
Well,
is that a dangerous subject to talk about? Because you hear people like they were saying, we want more food stamps. We want more health benefits.
Right.
We want our rent paid. We want our electric bill paid. Oh, and by the way, we want cable too. Yeah. And by the way, we want Netflix. And then I said, where did I hear work in that?
Right.
And I think that's dangerous for someone to say.
You got to be self-sufficient.
You got to be fully declined in outside contributions.
I mean, look, there's times in life when
very good.
when you need a helping hand.
Right.
That's legitimate. Right. We need to help people that need a helping hand, but you've got to be willing to help yourself.
Right. 100%. And I don't mean to interrupt, but we do need to do a break real quick for our traffic report.
Well, wait a second. The traffic report, I had something that he said, by the way. Brian Scott, the winner for county commissioner, less government, and then he said less taxes and more freedom.
Amen.
That's his thing. And then we say it again. We end it with Brian Scott, the winner for county commissioner, is bringing this traffic report.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, 5:37 here on the Tantalk Network. Let's take a look at your traffic. Pinellas looking... Well, it has looked better, but currently disabled vehicle southbound I-275 before Roosevelt Boulevard. A few obstructions in the middle of the road, northbound I-275 beyond 54th Avenue, so take care there. Southbound I-275 before mile marker 33, the right shoulder is blocked. Moving on over to Hillsboro. Pretty slow going all the way to Malfunction Junction with a few incidents there, both on the I-4 ramp and westbound I-4. Veterans Expressway, disabled vehicle southbound Veterans Expressway before exit 4. And up in Pasco, all we're really dealing with is an incident on the ramp at I-75 and State Road 52. Current temperatures in Zephyr Hills, sunny, 87 degrees. Dade City, 87 with fair skies. And right here in downtown Clearwater, 88 with fair skies. With a feels-like temperature of 109. Oof. Tonight we're looking for a low of 77 degrees, but tomorrow another high of 90. So going back to the Brian Cash Claus Show right after these messages. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker Cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day. Under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Okay.
And we have Nico on the line.
Nico. Now, I'll guess you this.
How are you?
How are you, Nico? We got Brian Scott, the winner for county commissioner. Low taxes? What else was it? I screwed it up. But this is
Let's only let one Brian make all the campaign slogans.
Okay, so Brian, I'm going to give $50 gift certificate to Brian Scott, not you. How's that? Nico.
Yes, sir.
If he can tell me, because I made the mistake, do you think he's going to know your nationality, Nico? With the name Nico. What do you think?
I'm gonna say he's gonna get it right.
All right, then you get $50 too. Okay, so we'll give you both $50 because Brian, he needs it. All right, you ready?
Okay.
How is that? The origin, is that what that Bobby? Is that right? The origin of someone's name, is that the correct way?
Okay, that's right.
That's correct. See, because I didn't graduate from high school, but I do. I did stay at a Holiday Inn.
There you go.
Night.
I was going to say that. You beat me to it.
So, Nico's name, he's from Pat Pinato's Pizzeria. And if you can guess how many years ago, within 10 years of when it started, you get another 50. Pat, am I saying that right? Pianto's Pizza?
Pianetto.
Chicago, number one thin crust pizzas. And then it's since, and I'm not going to tell you. You got to guess how long he's been in business. The name, and then also where Nico's origin is. Two questions.
Well, it might be easier to do a lot of other things. I don't know. So I know,
and he's looking over. He's a cheater.
Yeah. So I know one. I know one Nikos, and who is Greek?
Wow, that's what I said. No,
so I'm going to say Greek.
Nope. No. What is it, Nico?
No, we're all from Sicily.
Sicily. Oh,
okay. Well, okay. So it's a pizzeria. So my number two answer was going to be Italian, but
yeah, I thought that's what I said.
So
within the decade of when it started. I'll give you a 10-year swing.
All right. I'm going to say 2000 or 2010.
No,
1950. Oh, wow.
Is that amazing?
Wow, I'm impressed.
His grandfather started the business.
So I'm really not scoring very well here.
No, but you're still going to get a consolation prize because you know why?
Well, Nico, that's great.
You're Brian Scott, the loser.
Yeah. Well, congratulations for being in business that long. That's amazing.
I just got fired. He's never going to come on the air again. Yeah. All right. But anyhow, well, so...
1950 from today.
Yeah, and then you told me something about like... But Brian Scott said he's running for county commissioner. And one of the things he said was that when he was a kid, his parents had a bus deal, and he had to wash the bus. Tell them a story how you worked at the pizzeria as a kid.
Yeah, well, we all worked at the pizzeria. It was a small shop, family-owned. And, you know, everybody worked. In fact, I remember... My kids come in today, and they help me roll dough. And I was turning the pop containers, the plastic containers, upside down so my son could get enough height to get to the dough rolling machine. And I remember that's exactly what my dad did for me when I was first starting to roll dough. He would put a couple boxes there so I could get up there and have enough height to start rolling that dough out.
Wow,
aren't those great memories?
They're the best. They're the best. I mean, you know, when you look around today, we try to do a great job of raising our kids and instilling, you know, passion, worth ethic, and getting them to understand that you got to work. You got to get out there and earn it. And it's fun. It's one of the reasons I opened the place, to be honest. I get to relive my childhood, which when I walk in that place, just the smell, the pizzeria smell, instantly takes me back to when I was a kid. And then the other thing is seeing my kids in there and raising them, they're understanding the value of work, they're understanding the value of what a client means. And when we answered phones when we were kids, we were genuinely thankful. When they were calling us, this was a small place, maybe three of us running it, four of us running it. We needed the money, and when someone called us,
sure,
we were full of gratitude, right? And it taught me the value of what it means to have a customer, you know, and how to treat them. And it's good to see my kids learning that. They bust the tables, they bring food out, and they understand now what it means to have, you know, pr- pride and what clients mean to you. They're the ultimate source of your joy.
Yep.
And your revenue.
You know, until you've been in business and done those kinds of things yourself, I mean, literally from, you know, rolling the dough and making the sauce and washing the tables and washing the dishes and doing all that. And in my case, it was being up at all hours of the day and night and cleaning buses, you know, starting at 4 o'clock in the morning and then, you know, driving buses and then fixing buses and then answering phones and doing all that. You just can't get an appreciation for all of the moving pieces that go into a small business like that until you've actually done it. And also just the struggles, the day-to-day struggles that you go through. And I think that's one of the things that really bothered me during the pandemic when, you know, government at all levels was picking winners and losers, is that I think there's so many of our elected officials just that don't understand that small margin that separates success from failure in small businesses, particularly ones that are just getting started. And,
absolutely.
You know, there are so many businesses that just disappeared during the pandemic and it never came back. And I just wonder how many of those businesses that were, you know, maybe in their first year or two or three, where you're just clawing, you know, just doing everything you can, working 24/7 if you need to make that business a success. And then suddenly it just disappeared to never come back. And I think there's so many businesses like that that were just on that edge of making it and just got completely wiped out. And it's just such a shame.
Right, because you're supposed to have a prudent reserve, right, Nico? And the businesses that didn't have a prudent reserve, they say what you should do is have 3 times, and most people don't, but I'm just saying you should. And anytime someone says you should, don't listen to them either. So, but businesses formula says 3 times the month bills in savings.
Yeah, and we always save for rainy days, right?
Save for a rainy day. Thank you. Right.
Yeah, we had tough times, right? We had great times, but at the end of the day, it is difficult, right? And until you're spot on, until you own and operated a business.
That's Brian Scott. That's spot on, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, Brian is absolutely.
What's his name?
Until you have operated it.
Nico, it's a test. What's his name?
Brian Scott.
And what is he running for?
Commissioner.
And what is he, the winner? Can you say Brian Scott the winner for county commissioner?
Yeah, Brian Scott the winner.
There we go. All right.
That's it. You want to be his campaign manager?
Absolutely.
All right.
I like what he says, because you have to have people who understand business, right? You cannot be detached from the understanding of the burdens of business. These restaurants have come out of COVID, and then finally getting out of COVID, you walk smack into inflation.
Right.
Right. You have a labor market that is leaving us all scratching our heads. I mean, we're all the restaurant owners I talk to and everybody, we're just walking around scratching our heads going, where is the labor, right? Dairy prices are up 13%. You know, in an industry where profit margins are super slim already,
right?
You know, when you're getting 9 to 13% inflation on various food prices, you're just eating that. Any profit that you would have made that was already kind of slim, you know, you're eating into that. And then, you know, the lack of labor and things like that make it a pretty tough environment today. And people who have insight understand that's really the only salvation to some of these businesses, to the earlier point of, you know, how many have gone out already, to keeping them afloat, to keeping them alive. When you're a small business and you have profit being sucked away, the only way you can make that up is A, you can pass it to the consumer, but there's only an appetite of so much for them to take that on.
Right.
B, you can do it through increase the volume. Now, if you're a mom and pop restaurant, increasing your volume sometimes is tough. The chain restaurants, the national advertising, right, they drive high volume, they can do that.
Sure.
Mom and pops to drive volume is a little more tough.
Well, it is, and there's only, you know, depending on whatever it is, in your case, it's pizza. you know, how much is somebody willing to pay for a slice of pizza? You know, in my case, what am I selling at the end of the day? I'm selling bus rides. How much is somebody willing to pay per bus ride? And, you know, you can only, you know, pass costs on to some point before, you know, your business is going to start to drop off.
Yeah. I mean, how far can we go with inflation before it's going to cost you $6?
Right.
So, right. Where is it going to break? And that's the thing that we're all kind of looking around and trying to gravitate to. Also, you know, Starbucks increased their prices 3 times. They had one of their, you know, they increased businesses by 15%. The consumer is still, right now, they're kind of taking and they're paying for these, but I just don't think it can last much longer.
Right, because what's going to happen is you're going to get into your savings. It
dries up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I was saying about prudent reserve.
Yeah, you see the numbers already, right?
Right.
Savings percentage is dropping now, so they're eating through savings. People are eating through their savings.
Yep. Right.
When that runs out and it goes back to pre-pandemic levels, all of a sudden the world changes pretty dramatically.
Right.
Well, I mean that actually may free up some labor to come off the sidelines and come back into the into the economy when savings run out. But also, I think that's also important just to make another point, policy point on taxes. You know, I think it's important, you know, from a county level to have an environment where you keep more of your money, that businesses and residents keep more of their money, and we have a regulatory environment where that allows businesses and individuals not just to survive but to thrive. I think that's very, very important. And right, and the, you know what, we need a break in taxes right now. The last 2 years we've had tax increases in the middle of a pandemic, and that just isn't right.
And then then foolishly, like, just take money that comes in and money that goes out. If you just want to keep it simple, why would you extend the thing where, what is the thing where you, when you don't work and they give it to you? I'm having a...
Unemployment.
They extended the unemployment.
Right.
Right? When there was, the pandemic was over. So they were paying people more money to stay home. What my friend said, Greg owns Our Place Restaurant. And then the guy, he was going to offer him $400 a week, and I was there. And the guy said to him, well, I get $450 from unemployment. So now he would get less money if he worked, and they extended it on top of all that. So sometimes you can shoot yourself in the foot, right? These are self-inflicted wounds based on policy.
So back in 2008, the economic crash in 2008, it was shortly after that my industry, the driver shortage really became acute, because they extended unemployment benefits through that time period for 99 weeks.
Right, something like that's what I was talking about.
So we ended up having, you know, a driver situation where, you know, people were never going to thrive on what they were getting in that 99 weeks of unemployment, but they were getting enough that their basics in life were covered, and then they could do a little side hustle somewhere for a little bit of cash or beer money in their pocket, and then they could do whatever they wanted the rest of the time. And that was just enough to convince people to stay home. And I think we have a little bit of still of that going on right now, where there was, you know, so much savings built up during the pandemic, and people, I think, are living off of that.
Right. And then why should someone buy pizza from you? Also, say the name of your pizzeria, please, again.
Yeah, sure. We're Pat Pinetto's Pizzeria. Yeah. So my grandfather started in the 50s. He was a truck driver, and he started it where my grandma would run it when he was on the road, and it got busy enough to be where he stopped truck driving, and then he just ran the restaurant. We're a thin, and we call it tavern-style pizza. So we cut it in squares. Mm-hmm. If you've never seen a pizza cut in squares before, it's called tavern-style.
Yep.
And in the 50s and 60s, that was the de facto pizza in Chicago. That was the... You go to a tavern, you get a little bit of pizza in one hand, you got your beer in the other hand, a little bit of salty, you're going through, you're drinking, you're eating. And we became a specialist in thin crust.
Okay.
We were picked the top 13 pizzeria in America by CNBC News, and we were picked number one pizza in Chicago by the Chicago Tribune about 4 or 5 times.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're a thin crust specialist. We are, it's 9 papers, 6, the dough.
Are you going to bring pizza next week?
I am, yeah.
You going to be here next week?
Is he? If he's bringing pizza, I'll be here.
Yeah, you can go. Yeah, so that's fantastic. Hey, do you need any signs? Business signs? Yeah, I have a young lady here. Tell us your name.
I'm Denise.
And what do you do?
Owner of Arts and Graphics Beyond. We do custom T-shirts, signs, business cards, flyers, websites, SEO work, vehicle wraps.
Do you need any of that, Nico?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Apps, see that?
Yep.
Another lead for my girl.
Yep.
Yes. Another lead for my girl. So is it all right if Denise comes out and sees you?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. We started a little quietly, you know, and again, to Brian's point, we were very short-staffed. We didn't want to go out and
do
a big grand opening, have a lot of people come in, just to leave disappointed because we couldn't give them the service quality or the, you know, maybe we were a little slow. So we kind of just turned the lock on the door, flipped the sign around open, and let it kind of come in as it came because we were, you know, we just didn't want to go for the big bang. We got great people. The people that are there, you know, fantastic. It's just getting more of them is the big thing.
Yep, right. I got to do this real quick. A clearance, Best Choice Thrift Store, buy, sell, consignment, 75% off any single item. And he has some really nice couches in there. So he's willing to take a shot to have you come in the store. But he's going to give 75% off on a clearance, Best Choice Thrift Store.
That's a pretty good deal.
And he's on Highland Avenue, 1327 North Highland Avenue in Clearwater. Best Choice Thrift Store. Clearance, 75% off any single item in stock. So that's a pretty good deal there. He's a great guy, too. I mean that really from my heart.
That's Frank.
That's
right?
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank's a real nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's like some people that you do business with that you really like.
Yeah.
And he's one of them. Like once you start talking to him, you realize it. Class act. Best Choice Thrift Store. So in closing, you tell us your name again. Now, see if you can do the whole sentence of our logo thing for you. Our slogan, I mean.
Brian the Winner Scott for County Commissioner.
I think it should be Brian Scott.
The Winner for County Commissioner. There you go.
And then say the taxes.
Brian Scott, the Winner for County Commissioner. I believe in smaller government, lower taxes, and more freedom.
Nico, can you say that sentence and win $50?
Brian Scott, the winner.
For?
Pinellas County Commissioner.
There you go.
Wow, and that's better, though, what he said, Pinellas County.
Yeah.
He added Pinellas.
So, right. He qualified it.
Nico, you're our campaign manager.
That's right.
I got to tell you, it's exciting because, you know, when you hear things like that, when you know somebody gets it, when you know
they win, right?
Any small business, I'm all in. Anything I can do to help.
Thanks, buddy. So anyhow, in closing, give us the name of your restaurant.
Yeah, we're Pat Pinetto's Pizzeria in Oldsmar, Florida.
And awesome. Then your slogan?
Brian Scott, the winner for Pinellas County Commissioner.
We finally came up with it. Nico did it.
Right.
And then you?
I'm Arts and Graphics Beyond, located throughout the Tampa Bay area. We just got a new location at the Oldsmar Flea Market. Want you all to come on in and see us. You can also give me a call at 727-486-1182.
There you go. Brian Cash, number one. And then we got Brian Scott, number two.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.